And now Phil is going to come back and introduce the next presenter of our Male Student Athlete Award.
Thank you, Paul. So we got about 3.5 hours before St. John's Prep begins its two-time defense of its Division I State Lacrosse Tournament when they host Braintree today. Barnstable, sorry. It's a team you're going to beat. I mean, whatever it would be. I have to call it like I see it, Kate. Anyway, John Pynchon, head coach of the Eagles, is going to be introducing Jimmy this afternoon. So, John, come on up.
Thank you, Phil. Hope to see you at the game this afternoon.
You will.
It's my privilege to speak on behalf of Jimmy Ayers. I've had the pleasure of knowing Jimmy for 5 years, I think, now, since Jimmy played middle school soccer for me. I think he just showed up on the first day. He was not really a soccer player, and came out for the team, and he very quickly became one of the best players on the team. And I realized, I think right then, that I was going to really enjoy working with him. He was humble. He was kind. He did everything that a coach asked, and he did it with a smile on his face and enjoyed every minute of it. I was thinking last night about what separates Jimmy from a lot of the student athletes I've coached. And I thought back to a picture that I saw, I think it was about 2 years ago. And it was a picture of the Ayers backyard. And Andy, Jimmy's dad, is in the middle of it. And Michael and Tommy and Lucy in full hockey gear on a backyard rink. And that, to me, epitomizes what makes Coach Michael as well. Michael and Jimmy are such special athletes. They love competing. They love playing. And it doesn't need to be in the Boston Garden for a state championship. It could be in the back of a Hamilton backyard on a freezing cold January night. They just love playing. And that, to me, is what really I will always cherish about my time coaching Jimmy, was just how much he loved competing and playing lacrosse. Jimmy's off to Johns Hopkins next year, where I think he's going to have an outstanding career. His work in the classroom allowed that to happen. And during his recruiting process, one of the first things that the coaches asked about was his work in the classroom and how he was as a student. And I said it speaks for itself. This transcript really does speak for itself with the time he put in and the focus he put in on academics. So I honestly, truly believe of all the athletes I've coached, Jimmy is probably the most deserving of this award in my time. So, Jimmy, congratulations on an outstanding high school career, both in the classroom and on the athletic field. 2023 Male Student Athlete of the Year, Jimmy Ayers.
First off, I just want to say thank you for everyone that's here, came out and supporting me and Maggie. Congratulations. Big thank you to the all the people here for Moynihan Lumber for 31 years of great job, for all the student athletes that come here. And I'm honored to receive this award in the presence of everyone else that won the monthly student athletes, because there are some really good names on that list, some from my own school that I personally got to know, and it's been an honor to be here. A big thank you to my family for coming out and supporting me always, even when I have some tough times coming home, a lot of homework. They were always there to support me. Some people here today, got my coaches here. Mr. Pelkey, thank you for all you do for the athletic programs. Coach Pynchon, thank you so much for the speech. It's been an honor to know you for the past 5 years and be coached by you, and also be in the classroom and seeing you around campus. And then for Coach Hansen, I want to say thank you so much for the years of hockey. I mean, we had a great run. Last year was a time of my life I'll never forget. We won the state championship, something hasn't been done for a long time, so it was something really special. And then just once again, thanking my teachers, too, for molding me as a student that I am today, and allowing me to pursue excellence and be able to go to Johns Hopkins next year and pursue lacrosse. So thank you for, once again, for everyone, the Moynihan family. 31 years of great job here, so thank you so much.
Jameson, this is...